And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Maxa and Corey Sandin in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And boy, do we have a great guest for you today. Valerie Hoperich from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful British Columbia is here to talk about her fantastic resort and all that she offers. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 1090 AM Sports Grid Radio Network, the Let's Talk Hookup app, and YouTube and Facebook Live, and all the rest. Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one. Over 20 manufacturers' reps like Shimano and PowerPro. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have, like the all-new Talica A Series Reel. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast the Shimano Tranks 500 and a Shimano Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skill. You'll see Shimano Terramar is the perfect rod to handle tough fish. The secret is TC4 blank construction. Match your Shimano Terramar rod with the Shimano Tranks 500 reel. Shimano's X-Ship and HEG technologies in the Shimano Tranks combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. It's our biggest sale of the year, Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 2nd.
The Make It Ford Summer Sales Event is on. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers now and make it your best summer yet. Amazing offers and great selection of the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years. Ford F-Series, featuring gas, hybrid, or all-electric. These are deals you've been waiting for. So don't wait. Make it Ford. Make it yours. Make it now. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, one of our favorite days. Getting to have Valerie in here today. Going to be a lot of fun. Lots of great info. There's great fishing going on. Talking QSC today. It's just going to be an awesome day.
Yeah, fun. And Corey, because he's a big Valerie fan, is here too. So we have triple hosts. You're triple teamed today, Valerie. Right?
Well, I am honored.
Yeah, well, we had to get the whole team in here to honor your beautiful place. Now, what is the story? I have this mug that says Haida Gwaii Safaris. What's that all about?
Well, I was going to leave that at the end.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then that's fine.
That's okay.
All right, we'll just show the mug.
I have a little story about their transition.
Okay, well, cool. Get real cozy to that mic.
Oh, get cozier.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So why don't you tell us about Queen Charlotte Safaris then?
Well, where do I start?
Where do you start? How long you been doing this thing?
Well, actually, I was going to bring that up today. I'm very blessed. Next year will be 25 years
Incredible.
Up in Haida
Gwaii. Wow.
And it will be 20 years as an owner. Yay.
Wow.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And it's not easy owning a lodge.
No.
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 It's a lot of work.
It's a passion of love.
Yes.
A labor of love.
A labor of love.
All in one.
Yeah.
Yes. And very blessed. You know, and so many people are like, where are you? And are you in Alaska? And I'm like, no. To make it simple, if you go to a Google map and you get to Vancouver, BC, we are about 500 nautical miles northwest. So we're south of Alaska, north of Vancouver, BC, and we're not part of Vancouver Island. We're above Vancouver Island.
Yeah.
And we're like the west of the west. Other than the Aleutians coming around, we are the west coast. And you are fishing, as you know, Corey, and as you know, Pete, right parallel with the continental shelf, which is cool.
Like, literally, the continental shelf is a mile or two outside of the island.
Yeah.
Like, it's
on the west coast.
So you've got the biomass, the bait, the herring, the whales.
Yes.
Everything comes right up against the island.
Yes. Yeah. So, and part of what I want to talk about, Queen Charlotte Safaris, at the end with the Haida Gwaii Safaris, we'll bring it all together.
Okay. Yeah. Because it's a native community.
It is First Nations Haida.
Yeah.
And, well, I guess I could say it now. It's a...
Pete's pulling it out of you.
I know he's pulling it out already. I'm like, I was going to do it at the end. I had it all planned. But you know what? It's your show, so I will.
You're welcome to hold deuce. Say it anytime. But it's going to become a Haida Gwaii Safari.
Well,
so,
okay,
you know.
So
the secret is the cat's out of the bag.
Okay, so I just going to do a quick history.
Yes.
Quick history lesson. So back in the 1700s, when the boats, is that better?
Yes.
When the boats from Europe, right, Spain, Europe, coming into the islands, and they started trading with the First Nations people, you know, furs, all kinds of things. And then the explorer said, well, this is going to be called Queen Charlotte Islands. Because, you know, it wasn't on the map
right
at that point. But the indigenous people, the First Nations Haida, were there. And Queen Charlotte is named after a boat, and the boat was named after Queen Charlotte.
Wow.
Who never ever went to Queen Charlotte or Haida Gwaii ever in her life.
But she was a reigning queen. Anyway,
yeah, she's
right?
A reigning, yeah. So moving forward in history, especially, so for me, like 25 years up there, starting next year, it means, Haida Gwaii means Islands of the People. And in 2010, the indigenous name went back to Haida Gwaii. And when you think about it, we've always used Haida Gwaii, and Queen Charlotte has nothing to do with these islands, zero. And it is very appropriate to go back to the indigenous name out of respect, of course. And it's what that is. It's the Haida Gwaii Islands, and we're archipelago over 100 islands, three islands with people. And I think it just brings unity, right?
Yeah.
And you're not going to see the word Queen Charlotte on probably anything other than old documents and old history and things like that. And in my opinion, it just fits. And it means Islands of the People. What?
Oh, that's
so bad. No, need I say more?
Yeah.
Right?
Which is perfect.
It is. So it's a transition. We actually started working on it a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
Got all the URL. We got all the stuff, and I've got the name, and it's just going to be a work in progress. But far as going forward, you could see all our merch said, Haida Gwaii Safaris.
Haida Gwaii, beautiful.
Yeah. And I hope in the future that we can bring Kwiwa, who did this beautiful, this is a true hand-drawn...
Show it to the camera.
Oh, camera.
Yeah.
True hand-drawn Haida salmon.
Wow.
Chinook salmon.
Well, their art If you and you have a chance to go visit, and I'm not sure you've had a chance to go visit the Totem Museum over on the other island.
I did.
Oh,
yeah.
You did?
Yeah,
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 we went
over there.
It's so amazing.
Stunning.
Yeah, the,
beautiful.
The art is like just very special.
But it's a huge museum.
It's huge.
It's not just a room.
In the middle of a temperate rainforest.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Incredible history.
It's super cool.
So
And the natural beauty of Haida Gwaii, the islands, is there's nothing like it. I've never seen anything like it. And do you think that's because the continental shelf is like right there and it just has so much rugged terrain?
That? But then you have the temperate rainforest. We have some of the largest cedar trees in North America.
Wow.
Yeah, if you take a different tour on the other side, and you can take this tour into, it's about an hour walk in, you would just be blown away. So, and also Moresby Island. That's the island we're on. That's where you landed. A good portion of that island is a World Heritage Center.
Uh-huh.
That's a UNESCO.
Yeah. So Moresby Island is the island that Sandspit is on.
Yes.
And where
you land.
Queen Charlotte Safaris is.
And
then the island to the north is called
Graham Island.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then there's a whole bunch of little islands in between.
Yeah. Look who's on the line. Captain Rob is on the line. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Good morning, Rob.
How are you guys doing?
Hey, doing great.
Morning,
yeah. Now, you're a true Canadian, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Born and raised.
Yeah.
West Coast.
West Coast of Canada, right? And so how did you end up getting involved in sport fishing, first of all, and then hook up with Valerie and start being a captain at Queen Charlotte Safaris?
I've been on the water all my life since I was, like, before I can remember, just with my father and whatnot down in on the South Coast. And in 2022, met one of the ex operations manager and sort of just went from there and made my first season up there, and then sort of just hanging out doing my thing there. It's kind of a good place to work, I think.
You became part of the family.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and Corey, you got to fish with Rob, right?
Yeah, super knowledgeable and cool, and kind of leads the pack with the with all the captains there.
Yeah.
And just a beautiful time.
So in your eyes, why is the fishing so special there compared to other spots?
Oh, it's just, I mean, you've got constant runs of the Chinook or King Salmon all season, right? There's no downtime at all. There's no actual season where there isn't any. You just got that abundance of bait fish and everything coming in there all season long. It's just a place to be. I mean, you can't really ask for anything more. You kind of get used to it after being there for a little while, but then again, you go anywhere else and it's just like, oh, it's just not like a Haida Gwaii West Coast, that's for sure. It's definitely a special place to be able to fish, that's for sure.
Now, is the rumor true that in the last part of the season you guys went and caught albacore?
That could be true. I don't know. Yeah, the albacore really showed up there pretty early this year. They showed up like late August, and actually mid-August they showed up. They were really close, actually. And all the way to the end of the season, and went out there for a couple of times and got her done. Had quite a little show of fish.
And how close is close?
Well, at one point they were about 1 mile offshore, and the 2 days that we went out, I think they were somewhere between 7 and the other was like 15, something like that, miles offshore.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then when you're there, when you drop into the continental shelf, how deep is that water out there?
You're well over 1,000, 2,000 feet, I think.
And that's like within a mile or two of the coast, right?
Yeah, it's really close.
It's amazing. And that's why the abundance. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So Valerie, the one of the other unique things about that area is the run of King Salmon or Chinook, or as they call them in Canada, Springs.
Springs.
Yeah. It's pretty much the whole season, right?
All season. I mean they're year round, but far as run. May. The end of April, May, and we fished up till September 6th, and guests got their limits of Chinook and Coho. Both.
And Coho, too.
And some Albacore.
Yeah.
And that's because they're not there to run back up a river. They're there because of the prolific food. They're there getting ready, getting healthy. That's just like the amazing food source.
Feeding.
Happens to be right in front of where you're at. And so that fish... Yeah. That fish isn't staging up and it's here one day and it's gone the next. It's just always filtering in because that's the grocery store.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's unique. I mean, Rob could probably help me a little better on this, but these fish, or salmon, they're from everywhere. They're not just from, like, a particular area. We get different runs from different watersheds from...
The whole way up and down the coast.
To
the whole way.
All the way up and down Washington, Oregon, like all different.
So places. It's not the same run. It's like they're converging and feeding.
Yes.
So that's multiple.
Yes. And Rob and I were just talking about quality. I mean, every year quality, but we had some pretty happy anglers.
The amount of fat that were in the fish this season was just, it was unbelievable. I couldn't, like, it almost looked like it was farm fish, like it was so fatty. I mean, the fat is a lot different. It's a lot healthier, the wild fish, than a farm fish, obviously, but it was just incredible how much there was in there. Like, I smoked some one time, and I forgot the smoker and left it on for 24 hours, and the fish was still fatty and greasy. It wasn't dried out.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's cool. That's, I got to have some. It's a delicious.
Yeah, I'll bet. Yeah. So that's just because there's such an abundance of food for them to just gorge.
It's all about the bait, the location.
And then, of course, it's not just about salmon. The lingcod fishing, Corey.
Hello.
Yeah.
Corey's missing lingcod, right? I'm so excited that Corey's coming to hear lingcod stories.
Yeah.
You know, it's anybody that knows me knows I love fishing. I can fish crappie. I can fish largemouth bass, calicos, halibut. I have the time of my life, right? But I've never been a big lingcod fisherman. But the harvest and the fishing forum up there in BC was the time of my life. Honest, you go for the golden guppy of the Chinook, and you come home with the lingcod, and it is so darn good eating. It's a true fatty cod, and I mean, if you catch a 10 or 12 pounder, you feel so compelled to let it go. Because there's so many 20 to 25 pounders in the mix. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
cool.
I mean, we had one like 30, 35 pounds. So I'm like, Rob, should we just like let this go? I mean, I'm happy with a 20. No, get it on the boat. I'll let you know if you need to let it go.
And I'll say this too, same thing about the salmon, is the lingcod is super fatty and the flavor.
Incredible.
The flavor is night and day from the stuff we catch down here. I mean, night and day.
Pete, you and I, Rick, we can consider ourselves fish snobs, right?
Yes.
I mean, we...
You too, Valerie?
Yeah, that's true. Probably Rob, too. That lingcod, okay, I've eaten lingcod from Southern California, and it's good, and it's delicious. It's two different fish, trust me.
It's a different
completely different.
Yeah. Fatty. Because of the fat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Please. Thank you.
Yeah, and then the rockfish and the halibut are the same thing. Because they're just super flavorful, right, Rob?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a little level above anything else you can get anywhere. I find.
Yeah, and that I learned something today. I didn't realize because probably I didn't listen to the speech that Valerie gives every group that the Continental Shelf's like right there. And it makes a lot of sense.
Sure.
Yeah.
It is.
You get so much upwelling. You get so much nutrients. You get so much bait. That makes it prolific.
Man, the size of the reds and the size of some of the rockfish, like the and you know, we're not there for the salmon grouper, right? But I don't think in my life I've ever seen a 15 to 17 pound salmon grouper.
Yeah.
Bocaccio. Huge. And we're able to drop them back down on the downrigger.
Oh, you did it on the
downrigger. And it works out great. And the size of I pray that BC will allow at least one yellow eye.
Yes.
Please.
Yeah. Any prospects on that, Rob?
Yeah, well, they said last year that they were hoping to get one, and they said this year it looks pretty hopeful. So we'll keep our fingers crossed, and we'll just wait for them to do their thing. But, yeah, it's kind of a sad thing that we can't keep those. There's just so many of them. It's crazy. And they've got the whole coast shut down, not just the one area, right? So it's kind of tough to swallow, but, you know, we got to swallow the rules while they're there.
So Canada makes their own regulations totally different than Alaska or Washington or Oregon, right?
Yeah, definitely. The Department of Fisheries and Oceans controls everything that gets done out there, so we'll see what happens next year. Hopefully, fingers crossed. Let's pray for it. It would be nice.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, too, since you catch hundreds of them.
Right. And we're able to send them back down live. Yeah. But we had a couple of them that were 20-pound-plus.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
Big monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. We just kind of scratched the surface of Charlotte Safaris here. We haven't even talked about the food, the lodging, the experience of getting there, and Valerie's incredible hospitality. It's a lot of great stuff to talk about.
It's going
to
be a very busy show. The texts are already pouring through, and it's going to be difficult to find texts because 90% of them are the same thing. Oh, I went there. It was the most amazing trip I've ever had. I loved it. I can't wait to get back. Today is just going to be a very fun show talking about an amazing place, and so cool to have Valerie and Rob on the line and Corey. It's just going to be a really fun show, and we want to have you join us this morning. Man, if you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, give us a call at 213-432-1090. One more time, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us on the phone, or send us a text. Man, the text the show option is so popular and so much fun nowadays on Let's Talk Hookup. And the only way you can access the text is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. Doesn't matter if you have an Android, an iPhone, however you can get it. The Let's Talk Hookup app is not only the only way to send your text in, but you can listen to all the archive shows. You can call the show via the app. You can get more information about the show. Let's Talk Hookup app is also the easiest way to keep in touch with all things that's going on with the show. And, again, it's how you send in your text to Valerie. Make sure that you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number is all we need, because if you win the big prize at the end of the show, we want to make sure to get it to you. And, boy, an honor of having Valerie and Robin here. What a great prize we are giving away to one lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show, and that's a gift certificate for $300 to CostaSunglasses.com. You're going to get a brand new pair of glasses. You can get clothing. You can get whatever you want. $300 coming your way. And, boy, there are some really, really cool new shades that have come out. That new gold lens starting to take
really
traction.
Nice.
Very, very popular. I'm still a...
Lots of great styles.
I'm still a Silver Mirror Spiro XL, but, man, Costa has so many great options now with their mirrored lenses, tinted lenses.
Absolutely.
A lot of stuff for low light conditions, high light. It's just awesome. So, yeah, someone's going to get a brand new pair of shades with $300 coming their way. Again, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090, or send us those texts on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, reading those texts, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey, this is Rosie with Sagro Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Sagres Island. We now have two lodges to choose from, and both sit on the cliff edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing from the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital of the world. Nobody does it better than Sagres Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at sagrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year, and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We'll have great savings from Daiwa on Saltus, Saltiga, and the entire electric reel lineup. A fantastic offer on the Proteus rod and SK jigs, too. Over 20 manufacturers' reps, including Daiwa. Plenty of seminars, saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Up to 60% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now, you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. What a great show this is going to be.
Fun.
The first little bit, just doesn't it just transport you to be in there?
Yeah.
And you can just feel that good salmon fishing and feel that good lingcod fishing. And what a really special place. And, yeah, today's going to be a great show. Clearly going to be very busy. You can see the phone lines are already packed up. Again, if you want to get through, your shot is at 213-432-1090. Or just keep those texts rolling through on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah. One line open, 213-432-1090. You have a chance to win a $300 gift card to gift certificate to Costa Sunglasses. You can get clothing, you can get glasses, you can get pretty much anything that Costa offers. And I might mention, too, Tackle Day coming up November 2nd, which is, let's see, 1, 2, 3 weeks away?
Oh my gosh.
Or is it 4 weeks away? 4 weeks away. 4 weeks away. Costa's going to have a big presence there.
Yeah. We have a huge display of Costa. They called it a build-out, and so there's, I don't think we have like 300 pairs of Costa we carry. But, yeah, they're going to be at the Tackle Day.
Yep. Bob Hoos will be there.
Yeah, Bill and probably Kyle and, you know, all the representatives come. What's really fun on a day like that is you have people who are trained in that. When you're trying to decide on a new pair of shades, they can both help you, like, into the style of frame that you want based on, you know, because Costa offers a lot of different frame sizes for different style head and fit in that, but also experts on lens choices. This is the type of fishing that I do. This is where I go most often. Hey, you know, you should probably do something with a little bit of color contour. You should do something that's really bright. We want to do something that's really dark, whatever it might be. It's just really cool to have the experts there, and it's about the only time of the year we can get a little something very special to buy a pair of Costa.
Yeah, like really good deal.
Very
good deal. And we should say hi to Wyatt in Dallas, right?
Oh,
hi. Watching on YouTube and Facebook Live. He's hooked now.
So Dal's routine with the boys, Wyatt and Waylon, is they stream the YouTube feed, but then put it on the big TV in the living room and hang out and Wyatt's watching right now. So
watching his dad. That is cool. Well, hey, phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
Man, you're not kidding about packed. They were packed before we read the phone number down near every single line. And we're going to start it off this morning with John. He's calling us from Escondido. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, everybody. And, you know, you just can't say enough about Valerie's setup up there. But you got to say a lot about Valerie. My wife Cindy and I, and Cindy's not a great a prolific fisherman, you know, she fishes a little bit, but you know, Valerie sits down and she matches people up, right? And so we got matched up with Ted and Sandy, and we also got to fish with Rob.
Yes.
And right, but the cool thing is with your group, Pete, is, and it was unfortunate we didn't get to fish with this year, but you get to put names to people that they call into the show and stuff, right? And sit down and talk about fishing stories and this and that every night. My wife had such a fantastic time that we signed up right there for next year. So we'll be there for the, you know, for the 25th,
and,
you know.
You know, that's a good point, John. It's like, it is such a couple-friendly lodge, more than any other lodge I've ever been to. It's such a couple-friendly lodge. Why do you think that is, Valerie? Because of you?
Well, maybe.
Yeah?
You know, I have all the trade show, whether it's a trade show, over-the-phone conversation, excuse me, I can see, like, I just ask some questions, and I can see that the gentleman's like, oh, I'd love for my wife to come. Is it, like, lady-friendly? And I'm like, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it really is. And I this probably like the last 5 years, maybe a little more, our couples, I think we're up to about 35%.
Wow. Incredible. That's huge for a fishing lodge.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Women love
I don't think
fish.
Anybody could rival
and
that.
And what a neat way to bond, like, together as a couple.
Yeah.
And also together, I try to put couples with couples. Doesn't always happen, but when it, for the most part.
Well, you take, that's the thing. You take everything to heart. It's like, well, I want to make sure that these people are going to have fun, so I'm going
to
put them with them and stuff. It's like, it's
fault.
Not just, yeah. It's like, yeah.
It's like putting a puzzle together and start it. But I just, it's
and the lodge is only 24 people.
24 people.
Yeah.
But it's important. Because that is part of the experience. And so, John and Cindy were amazing. And the Heckmans, which you...
Yeah,
all,
we've been everywhere.
They fished
Sandy
together.
And yeah.
I think they were on Rob's boat, yes. Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Rob?
Yep,
were they,
I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Rob, why do you think... I mean, part of the reason it's friendly to couples is because of the calm waters, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've always got somewhere to hide, usually. I mean, we've only... never really, there was one day last season and one day in the last like 7 years that we had to call it quits, but other than that, it's always like very, very, very calm water. You know, and just the touch that Valerie puts on the lodge too is a little bit something that's a little bit different than other places. It's more of a, it's got that women's touch to it, and it makes it a really more comfortable place for females to come and feel comfortable out there.
Yeah.
And didn't you guys pick the boats very specifically? I mean, you'd had the lodge, like you said, you know, for 25 years, and, you know, you've got so much time doing that that when you redesigned your fleet, I mean, you knew all the ins and outs, and boats are very comfortable and, you know, spacious and things, you know, things of that nature.
Okay, I do have a funny story about that.
Okay.
So.
Does this involve Rob?
No.
Okay.
No, he'll support me on this. So when I got the plans back, they didn't have a heater, and they didn't have they had a porta potty. I'm like, no. That doesn't work. So they came back with plans, which now they have heaters, and they actually have a flush and ring toilet.
Yes.
Which is way better.
Yeah.
Sure.
And with a door.
With a door.
Yeah.
Which is better.
With privacy.
Yes.
Yeah. So you don't have to scoot everybody out and stuff. And that makes it more couple friendly.
Big deal. Totally.
Yeah.
It is.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
sure.
John and Cindy went over and beyond, how do I say? They sent in the most amazing review on our Google page. And I owe you some apparel that will be coming your way. And from my heart and my team's heart, they were amazing. And hats off to Captain Rob, because they talk a lot about him in the review. And thank you for
those reviews are important to you, right?
Are,
so
oh,
if you have a good time at Queen Charles
Safari, and even if it's something negative, boy, I want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to know so we can make it right.
Yeah. Well, I have a great text, and it's from Tom, who's calling us from the Bay Area. And Tom writes, how does someone get to the lodge? Where do you fly into?
Okay. Well, pretty
simple. It's a good
question,
Tom.
It is a good question. So I don't know if you're closer to Sacramento or...
It's a 707, so that'd be like somewhere in the Bay Area.
Yeah, Bay Area. Yeah. Okay, so San Francisco... direct to Vancouver into Sensbit. And this is something that I have to, you know, every year you analyze your numbers and you analyze your package and what you offer. And we go above and beyond to ensure that your travel goes smooth, because that travel part can make or break a trip, really.
Right.
And I can't control all the aircraft or the airports.
No.
But we
or Air Canada.
Or Air Canada or United, I don't care what
airline it is. Doesn't matter what it is. Alaska, whatever.
But what we can ensure is that your flight times are the way they're supposed to be, so that, you know, you can connect properly.
Yes.
Or if you overnight at the Vancouver airport, we get this great rate at the Fairmont.
Amazing rate.
And
beautiful hotel
place.
Right in the airport.
So convenient. And we, my team, the ladies on the U.S. side probably don't get enough credit, because they are constantly looking at the pre-trips, ensuring airline tickets are issued properly. We mm-hmm. check dates. We check all. Lots of work into it, because we want it to be perfect.
So the short answer, Tom, is you go to Vancouver straight through, or you spend the night, and then Vancouver to Sandspit's like an hour and 20 minutes?
Hour in the air. Hour and 40 gate to gate.
Yeah, gate to gate. So it's very simple. And the thriving metropolis of Sandspit is a giant airport. I mean, when you get into Sandspit, I mean,
I love it.
What do they get? One flight a day?
We get one flight a day.
Yeah. But it's a very convenient airport. It's easy. Everything. They do everything. Yeah.
And it's a decent. It's a Q400, so it's an 8-passenger aircraft, and it has a big belly for all the fish. And to answer Tom's question also is, if we book Air Canada, you can check, when we check your fish in Sandspit, you can pick your fish up in Sacramento or San Francisco or wherever.
San Diego, LA. You check it all the way through.
Phoenix, or wherever your airport may be. So we the added value of our package, when you look at it, is the customer service you get for travel.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, you have a good text,
huh? I thought so. It says, my wife and I went to QCS at the end of July and had a great time. Valerie was a welcoming host and made every aspect of our trip easy and enjoyable. We had Rob as our guide. Not only was he very knowledgeable and fishy, he, like the rest of Valerie's crew, were amazingly friendly and professional. Highly recommend Queen Charlotte Safaris. Anybody would not be disappointed. And that's from Brian Kielhara on Point Loma.
Brian.
That's so awesome.
And think about that. What a recommendation of somebody who has built what I think all of us would consider as high end of a customer service based fishing operation that exists. You know, I mean, that's very high praise from somebody who sets a very, very high bar of professionalism for what they do. So clearly he and his lovely wife had an awesome time.
They were lovely.
That's really
and
cool.
They had fun, and we took them on a little, they got to see a little bit of an island life tour.
That's so cool.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Brian and Viola always like to see different stuff.
They
fish all the time anyway. So
he even made a little trip into the liquor store with me. We had to pick up our liquor, and he goes, don't you let that. I'll do that for you. He's loading up the van with beer.
That's Brian. Always willing to help.
But I'll say he is a champion of your place. So, you know, he's
spending
multiple times talking about what a great time you had, what a beautiful spot it is.
They were wonderful.
Yeah. Cool.
Thank you, Brian and Viola.
Yeah, well, 213-432-1090. 213-432-1090. Let's jump into the phone.
You got it. How about Lorenzo calling from Huntington Beach this morning? Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. It's good to talk to you. And Valerie and the crew, we're thinking about getting married in like next couple years, and can you tell me a little bit about couples, people having their honeymoon there?
We had a couple that had their honeymoon there July 18 to 22, and they got married on July 13th.
Wow.
Yep.
And they spent their honeymoon
at Yep, from Northern California.
How
wonderful.
Cool.
And they planned it a year out. And so, yes, we had a little champagne toast and all very great place to take your honeymoon. And I would extend a day and maybe do a little bit of touring on the after you're fishing, do a little touring. I have a couple of special spots you might love.
Yeah. You know, that, and there's a if you like to hike, there's a beautiful hike within half a mile of the lodge
yes.
that you can walk to and
yep.
then hike in the woods. Did you
Dover?
Do that?
No, I didn't do that.
Man,
no,
so
part
awesome.
Of the group went, though.
Yes, yeah. yes,
it's so
did.
Beautiful, and it's and there's nobody there.
That's so cool.
And there's so many
the
other places.
And there's yeah. actually a silver run in that creek, right, Rob?
Yeah, it's both silver and pinks. They were pinks were there at the end of the season, and then the coho will be coming pretty quick now, I guess. I guess pretty about now, actually. They'll be there.
Yeah. Wow.
That's so rad.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and it's right there.
It's right there.
Yeah.
yeah.
Hey, speaking of different things here, Dan in Spring Valley had an interesting text. He says, good morning, everybody. Great show as usual. It's always a treat to hear Valerie's silky voice over the airway. She's the true female version of John Ireland. That's a compliment.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a compliment
totally.
For sure.
Totally.
My question is for Valerie. I'm an avid diver and love to sample the new beautiful dive spots. Does the opportunity to do a little free diving from the beach ever present itself while up on a trip at your lodge? I love cold water and would love to do add a free dive to my QC experience.
Well, we do have diving, but it's not, it's down lower in the park.
Uh-huh.
You know, if he wants to go swim in the front of the ocean or front of the lodge every day, no problem, because we have lots of guests that do that.
Really?
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah. And I hope one of them, I hope he calls
Bucky,
in.
Mara,
yes.
Bucky was jumping in the water every
morning
afternoon.
Morning and night.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah. And I have some other guests, a group of brothers. So my answer is diving, not so much. If you want to get into the water and do that, absolutely explore.
Rob, any thought on that?
Yeah, no, I mean, right out in front, there's lots of terrain to explore, I guess. I mean, you've got the bay right there, but yeah, as for diving, like with snorkel, or sorry, with gear, there's definitely places that can take you there, but yeah, not just not right in front of us.
It would have to be an extension.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah, yeah,
it would have to be an extension, like stay an extra day, and we'd have to arrange it. Because you have to have a permit.
Yeah, but he's a free diver, so he could
free
just diver. Go pretty much anywhere.
He could go in front of the lodge
yeah.
if he'd like.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're not going to let him jump off the boat, though, right, Rob?
No.
Oh, you never know.
If Valerie's not looking, you know,
yeah.
bring your gear, buddy. Here, jump in.
We could head to Dawson Inlet and have a little fire on the beach. You can go for a swim if you want.
Oh,
yeah,
there you go. That's not a bad
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, you could do that for sure.
And that's the cool thing is if everybody's on the boat is agreeable to doing something different, you do different stuff, like pull crab pots, right?
Yep, definitely. You know, a couple of times we've walked into the ancient totem poles on Troth Island and, you know, had a couple days where we had fires on the beach and cooked up a salmon and, you know, just did a couple of extra things.
Yeah.
How fun.
That's so cool.
How
neat.
That would be fun. So there's a possibility for Dan to bring his gear.
So, Dan, just when you reach out to me, just give me a little heads up and then we'll see what we can do.
All right.
That's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. A lot more of your phone calls, more great texts, and more with Valerie and Rob. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on that Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Anyone that's been to the East Cape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner, Chris, and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more of fishing. Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a Seakeeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokey's Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details.
Saturday, November 2nd is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater expert, great deals on tackle, top tackle reps like AFTCO, Psycho Pro Fluorocarbon, and incredible deals on AFTCO clothing. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
Hi, this is Chrissy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal-use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have designed the most successful hoop nets and accessories on the market, including the Ambush Series Hoop Net line, the original hoop net designed for SoCal lobster hooping. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarahi.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Lots of fun. And, boy, if you want to join us again, it's been a very, very busy morning. We do have an open phone line. We had one drop during the break and a couple of great calls. So if you want to get through in the phone, first time since we started the beginning of the show, 213-432-1090. There's a line open right now. Not only can you talk to Rob and talk to Valerie, but also get a shot at winning $300 to a brand new pair of Costa sunglasses. How
cool
is that?
A lot of great texts, but, not, you know, bring those calls. You have a better chance, like we always say it, you have a better chance on the phones than you do on the text, because we get hundreds of texts. But, you know, we can only take just a few phone calls during the show. So 213-432-1090, open right now. Let's find out what's biting, Rick.
You got it, man. It is time for the Kitsport today. Our Kitsport sponsored by our friends at Gamakatsu. Hey, they're not just all about the best hooks in the business. There is so much more, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knife. Once you've tried one, you'll want more. Their new tools are also very special, including the Gamakatsu braid scissors with ceramic blades so they'll never rust and stay extremely sharp. See your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com. We're going to head on up to Dana Ward Sport Fishing. Talk to our bro, Captain Brian Willie's on the line. What up, Willie?
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good stuff this morning.
Good morning.
Having fun.
Morning.
Good morning.
Man, hey. I feel kind of funny talking about last week. You know, Rick, we were talking about our water temp here, complaining about it being in the low 60s, and here we have, you know, the guys from BC in the house, and they're like 63 degree water. How could that be bad? You know. Yeah. So we did have a little bit of stability in our water temps here this week. So 63 to 66. So definitely not complaining about that. With that, things stabilized, and as we talked about last week, you know, once that kind of transition happens and things stabilize out, we'd expect to see things bite, and certainly that was the case this week. The half-day guys saw some good bass fishing with that stable water. The sand bass are still on just about any little stretch of hard bottom we have below Dana Point Harbor. So reverse dropper loops fished really well this week. That was the perfect approach to get the baits down to that zone where that fish is kind of settled out near the bottom. The guys fishing the rubber lures on a little heavier lead head, the guys kicking it up like an ounce, ounce and a half, that were rolling some of those swim baits across the bottom, caught some nice bass as well. We're also seeing more and more sheephead being caught in that cooler water, and as that lobster gear has a chance to soak, that sheephead's certainly up and active. So the guys using the shrimp have had some good results with that sheephead. We did also get a nice load of anchovy in our receivers this week, so that certainly helped perk things up on the bass front as well. So that was a good thing for those guys. The three-quarter day trips has been a little bit of a mix of that same bass fishing and some rockfish action down there off the Camp Pendleton area. That was good for us this week. The deal with our bass fishing is if we're going to get it in on our trips here, we have to get it in before we go out into that deeper water, because we can't, you know, catch our rockfish and bring it back inside that boundary line. So mix in a little bit of that prior to going out and rock fishing. That rockfish here locally off that Camp Pendleton stretch here off Fox Canyon has been pretty good. Guys fishing the double dropper loops with the anchovies certainly did just fine. Also, anglers fishing the sniper style jigs did just as good. 100 to 200 gram jigs, guys are fishing there locally in that 3 to you know, 300-foot zone. Out on the 14-mile bank, out a little bit deeper, we made some nice catches this week, too, with some quality mixed rockfish. Reels loaded with braid or a musk if you're going to come out on one of those trips with us and having a nice assortment of those heavier sinkers. Certainly 16 ounces is the minimum of what we were fishing out there. But same deal, some nice big boccaccio out there, big bank rockfish, chilies, these kind of the usual suspects out in that deeper water. And the guys fishing the 300 to 400-gram jigs out there caught some real nice ones as well. And then finally, to kind of wrap this all up, the Furies saw some good fishing over at Clemente again and had a little bit of yellowtail in their count yesterday. They had just, I think, that 13 fish, that 20 to 25-pound stuff caught on the live baits, the jigs, that kind of stuff over there, and then nice solid mixed bags of sheephead, whitefish. Still some calico bass being caught out there for their guys. So just a good, steady fall week, you know, kind of what we had anticipated and hoped for this week. So conditions set up, things stabilized, and we were able to make some catches. So that's kind of it for our week. If you guys want to hop on a trip with us, you got plenty of options. Give our landing a call here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can link us there, too, through the Let's Talk Hookup site or check us out at DanaWharf.com.
What a classic fall fishing report. Dana Wharf's board fishing.
Yeah.
Great fishing, kind of all the way around, steady. And we got another week of the same coming our way. I just see nothing but more of that good fishing
nice
coming
weather.
Our way. Yeah. Awesome news, Willie. Well, appreciate that. A great report, as always. Glad to hear you guys had such a good week. And we'll just look forward next week to hearing about more of the same.
Roger, thanks for the time, guys. We'll talk to you then. See ya.
Appreciate it, Willie, very much.
While we're waiting for Gunny, let's jump into the phone.
You got it, man. Well, how about we talk to Bucky this morning, who's giving us a call. Good morning, Bucky.
Hey, how you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep. Hi. Well, I'm driving right now, and I want to mention about the Queen Charlotte. I was went on that trip twice this year. Queen Charlotte Safaris.
You went twice?
I did. It was one of the best trips of my life. I've been fishing for about 10 to 15 years, and I've fished a lot of different places in the world, but that was by far the best fishing experience of my life. I took my my soulmate, Karen, with me because she's been with me for 13 years. I took her with me the first time, and it was wonderful. And then 2 weeks later, a cancellation came up, and I begged on that trip. And I got on, and it was even better the second time.
So what did you like? What do you like about Queen Charlotte Safaris?
Oh, well, it starts with the host. She just does such a wonderful time. She's organized. She's so organized that it was just perfect. From the hotel accommodations to the hospitality at the lodge, the quality food, it was unbelievable. I think one of the things I really liked the best was after hard day fishing, they always had a fresh cauldron of delicious soup. So a lot of times you'd have like 3 or 4 bowls of soup right before a delicious dinner. It was just everything I ever wanted in a fishing trip. The quality of fish was superb. We were catching 30-pound salmon, 40 to 45-pound lingcod, beautiful-sized halibut, and some delicious rockfish, too. So it was just... I like it so much. Like I said, I booked 2 trips in 2025 back to back. So I'm going to go in August for the 1 week, and then I stay over, and then I'm going for another week. So I really encourage anybody who's ever has a fantasy fishing trip to go on this trip, particularly if you have a family, like with a father-son deal or a husband-wife type of deal. You'll never experience anything better than this.
That's cool.
Thanks
for the call.
And he also, his back-to-back in 2025, he's with Corey's group first, and then Pete, he's in your group.
Oh, he's in our group.
Bringing friends.
Oh, bringing friends. Oh,
yeah.
Great.
How cool is that?
Now, you said in the Let's Talk Hookup, one of the second group, which I'm going on, and Harold Davis going on, you said there's like half couples in there?
7 couples.
That's more than half.
Yes.
Yeah. Because it only holds 24.
Pete, you mentioned couples, and you think it's cushy and the fishing is, you know, maybe, I don't want to say subpar, but you might think the fishing isn't as good because it's cushy. And
yeah.
It's complete opposite. It is such a hardcore.
These ladies love to fish.
But I mean, the fishing is flat out incredible. Yeah. I mean, the level is as good as it gets.
Yeah.
Like John, I fished with John, and John has fished multiple areas in Alaska. And I spoke with him yesterday, and I fished with him on the trip. He goes, Corey, that is flat out the most amazing fishing I've ever experienced, period. And it's close to what Bucky just said.
Yeah.
It's the
Love
same
it.
Thing.
Yeah.
That's so
Love
cool.
And Bucky,
the one thing, the one,
you're our ambassador.
Rob?
the one thing that it makes it really comfortable for anybody who's not, like, you know, wanting to be out in the open all the time, too, is that our boats are covered, and they have a door on them, and they have a heater, which is a really, really nice thing when it's, you know, not the weather's not the best, or, you know, you might just want to just sit down and hang out for a little bit. It's just a more of a comfortable little place to be out in the water there.
I got to tell you, it's super green up there. So what makes it so green? Yeah. It rains. Yeah. And so, but you provide all the rain gear, and on the days that it is raining or it's misting or part of the day, you get a little cold, you just go inside. Take it from me. I do it. Yep. Go inside, warm up, heater's on, have a little break, and then go back out and do it again.
Yes. And I may say it's Helly Hansen rainwear, and it's amazing.
It's good stuff.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
You don't need to bring anything, and that's something we haven't talked about. You could show up. Number one, like
with
Bucky,
layers.
Bucky and his wife, they admitted they showed up with 10 times more than they needed. And I do the same. And you could do it without checking in a bag, honestly.
Yeah.
You
could. Well, how many lures do you bring?
That's the problem. That's where the problem is.
How many plastics do you bring?
Well, that's
where bags and bags.
Pete, that's where the problem ensues, right? and because I bring a reel, I bring a Tranx 500 and some hooks. And
so a Tranx 500? You've stepped it up.
Dude.
You know, you had a reel that.
Yeah, right. I know. Yeah. Put them on my big boy pants and here we go. But so that's the only reason why I have to check in a bag. You could do it without
and
checking
it's
in
heavy.
A bag.
Just saying, I
yeah.
did it.
Yeah,
exactly. Doesn't mess around.
The Salty Crew duffel bag.
Yeah. Well, I like bringing my own stuff too, but you don't have to.
You don't have
all
to.
All you have to do is bring your layers and you're good.
For all of you, you may. Everybody else. You don't need to bring your
We're
all down.
Yeah. Well, hey, let's continue on with our catch report. We have the surf guru himself standing by, Gundy Gunderson. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, how's it going, you guys? Great show.
What's up, Gundy?
What's up, buddy?
Not much. Not much to report this week. We did get a little creep on the water temp, you know. We were mid-60s, 64, 65 right now, probably the bulk of it. I mean, 3-4 days ago, we had some 62, 63-degree water. So, consequently, we saw a little action on, you know, some cooler water species. There's some barred perch catches, some sargo catches. I saw a handful of small halibut, but overall pretty tough. It's such a big temperature drop, you know. We'll, as we creep up, you know, we'll get going ahead again, and I don't think it's going to be a typical October, but we'll try to salvage what we can. You know, in light of the reports, I thought I'd talk about a little incident I had. You know, the hard jerkbaits are so popular now, and everyone's fishing them, and for good reason. You know, they work in the surf, they work in the freshwater, bass fishing, striped bass, you name it. They're real versatile lure, the halibut. You know, they really revolutionized the surf fishing. And I was fishing out here at the river, and I hung a big striped bass, probably, you know, 18, 20-pound fish. He was hunkering down in the current, fought him for quite a while, got him up next to the boat, and I felt this little give. And the fish right at the net just peeled away into the current, gone.
Oh.
And so I lift up my hard jerkbait, and the split ring is completely corkscrewed.
Yeah.
Oh, the worst.
What a
the hook's
bummer.
Gone, and so is my fish.
Oh, man.
So, what I'm telling you is that, you know, I've heard, as I've talked to different people, I've heard this, and you know, the manufacturers say we buy hooks in batches and from different manufacturers, so at times, you know, maybe you don't get the quality. So you really have to invest in, and even though, you know, you might have paid $22 for the lure, you really have to invest in quality split rings, you know, like Gamagatsu's and quality hooks, and you have to re-rig that bad boy. That's just where we're at. You know, you can ask the questions why, but this is what you must need to do if you're going to hang the big fish. And in the surf, you can hang anywhere from a 4-pound halibut to a 40-pound halibut. So it's really important if you want to hang a big fish on your wall that you take these precautions, and the guys who consistently get the big fish do these little things.
No, it's so well said, Gundy. Really good advice. And anytime you're pursuing the possibility of catching a big fish, which could be anywhere, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
You want to make sure that hook is upgraded.
And taking a quick second to look at your lure every so often is a big deal, too. You know, you're in the surf and you're bumping things around, and like your hook can push into that split ring and like kind of get the split started. I mean, it happens. Yeah. It doesn't take long to grab your lure, make sure that the hooks are hanging right. Because if your hook starts that process of getting into the split, as soon as you hook a fish and put pressure on it, that's what's going to allow, you know, a lesser quality thing to get that started. It just doesn't take long to grab it, eyeball it, make your cast again.
Right. Rob, as a captain, right, you've probably seen straightened hooks, huh?
Oh, yeah, for sure. The split rings are a huge one, too. Find a lot of it. When you net the fish, the net will get in between the split ring and start to split it open, and then all of a sudden, the hook starts to pull it open a little bit. And, yeah, you just got to keep an eye on those things and make sure they're always up to snuff and keep them all dialed in.
Don't want to lose that 35-pound king.
Yeah, right?
No.
That's for sure. Well, Gundy, great job and good advice for sure, appreciate that report, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
I could just see that fish fade away into the current.
I can feel that. I've
had those moments.
The pain.
I've had those moments.
Great show, guys. Thanks, see you next week.
Yeah. And, hey, I want to remind you, for all of your surf fishing needs, check out surffishtackle.com. And for the newest in surf fishing gear, check out fishtosurf.com to make you a better angler from the beach. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hook Up, another hour of your phone calls, another hour of your text messages, and so much more talking about this great spot with Rob and Valerie. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Let's Talk Hook Up app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is the place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. Did you know Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on gourmet ice and snacks for your trip? $3.99 for 25 pounds of ice, as many as you want. That's half the price of others. Plus, you get 100 pounds of ice free with a 30-gallon fill. Kirkland products at lower prices than the store that makes them. Plus, dozens of great snacks for just 89 cents. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel pumps, easy in and outs too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you. Fresh made burritos, sandwiches, salad, along with beer, beverages, and of course, always free ice. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Whether you're fly fishing, bottom fishing, net fishing, or just sitting on the water thinking about fishing, remember, a good day in the water starts with everyone wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen, for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Wait, a 40-pound white sea bass off an inflatable Hobie kayak? Tell me about that.
I'm Logan from Fastlane Kayaks on Mission Bay, and the whole story began when Ron Lane lent my parents some Hobie Mirage iTrex to put on their boat and take out to Catalina Island. That's when I borrowed the iTrex 11, threw it in my car, and drove down to Baja for a fishing and camping trip. Ended up landing a bucketless 40-pound white sea bass on an inflatable.
Dang, that sounds even better than our mammoth trip. And we packed up the kayaks in the car, snowboarded all morning, then drove down to the lakes, watched the iTrex, and fished for trout all afternoon.
Honestly, the iTrex inflatables are the ultimate fishing platform. From trout in the Sierras, calicos at Catalina, and white sea bass and Steve Cortez, they can do it all.
And we've documented all these trips, so check out Fastlane Kayaks on Instagram to see more. And if you think you want a kayak, but you're on the fence, come down to our shop, or right on Mission Bay, and we would be happy to throw one in the water and let you give it a try. So call Fastlane Kayaks to schedule a demo today.
Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts and over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Accurate, AFTCO, CalStar, Gamakatsu, and Costa. Don't miss all the great seminars, the huge raffle to benefit Rollo Kids, the popular casting contest, and of course, the huge sale. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.